Tethered and tied, there's nowhere to hide from me. An Avatar fanfic, written by Dr. Fumbles McStupid, and read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid and
K-Town.
With the rating, explicit. The archive warnings for rape non-con. Relationship, Zhao Zuko. The additional tags of non-consensual drug use. It starts out with extremely dubious consent, then goes straight into the non-con. Non-consensual bondage. Summary.
You see, Zuko, I can do anything I want. Your father has had it out for you for years. You are a banished prince, and your uncle is a disgraced fool who has lost all the political sway he used to have in the years he has been out to sea with you. So the only question left here is what you are going to do for me to make sure I don't let the information that I have slip.
Zhao says, Fine, what do you want, Zhao? Zhao's smile took on a different quality that Zuko couldn't quite place. It was a victorious smile, but there was something else hiding in his eyes as well.
I want you.
Or, Zhao discovers Zuko on his ship on the way to the North Pole. To keep quiet and let him pass, Zhao wants something Zuko is not sure he can give. Zhao discovered Zuko on his ship on the way to the North Pole. To keep quiet and let him pass, Zhao wants something Zuko is not sure he can give. Zuko didn't know why he was being escorted, but it boded nothing good. When the soldier on his right grabbed his arm to lead him down a turn in the ship's corridor, he jerked it back angrily. They hadn't asked him to take his helmet off, or called him by name, so it was possible no one knew who he was, or that he had stowed away on Zhao's ship. But considering his luck, the chance was slim. His mind raced as he tried to think of something, anything, he could do. But each idea was worse than the last. He thought of trying to fight his way out, but he needed the ship to take him to the North Pole, and there were no methods of escape that were viable. Even if he managed to get a lifeboat, there was no way he could make it to land out here before he ran out of food or froze to death. Even Uncle's breath of fire would only last so long. Before he could think on it any further, the soldier in front of him was opening a door and shoving Zuko inside and following him in. The room was empty except for a metal table and two chairs. Zuko's breath sped up as he realized it was an interrogation room. He was rethinking his decision to fight his way out when the door opened again and Zhao walked in.
Leave us,
he commanded, and the two soldiers left without question. Zhao turned to face him and said,
Prince Zuko, I was surprised to find you on my ship, considering news went out that you had died in that unfortunate accident that destroyed your ship.
Finding no reason to continue on with this farce now that Zhao knew who he was, Zuko ripped off his helmet. That was no accident! Zuko spat. You sent those pirates to kill me! Zhao's eyes widened in a poor attempt to convey surprise.
You think I sent those brigands to kill you? Now why would I ever do that?
Cut the shit, Zhao! I know you did it! And when I tell my father what you did, you'll be dead! Zuko slashed his hand in front of his body as if doing so would cut through all of the lies. He hated dealing with Zhao. It was like he was back at home dealing with all of the duplicities of court. He had never been good at that. Azula said it was because he was stupid. Uncle said it was because he was too honest. Looking back, he wasn't sure who was right.
Interesting you bring up talking to your father, because it turns out I also have some news the Fire Lord might be interested in,
Zhao said, with a mocking grin on his face. Zuko scoffed at that, but before he could make his thoughts known, Zhao continued.
I happen to have found out the identity of the Blue Spirit.
Zuko went pale at the mention, but desperately kept himself from reacting. He must have failed, because Zhao said,
Of course you've heard of him. He's the reason the other nations still have hope. He helped the Avatar escape Pohai's stronghold.
Zuko hid his trepidation with a fierce scowl that felt more familiar on his face than the fear that was waiting to overtake him.
No one knows who the Blue Spirit is. If you knew, he would already be on his way to the Fire Nation to be executed.
That is all true, but you knew he was already supposed to be dead. I thought it was the lesser of two evils to take care of it myself than to let the Fire Lord know that the traitor to the nation was his own son,
Zhao said, his grin never leaving his face.
That's a lie! You have no proof!
Zuko yelled, fishing for anything he could do to prove Zhao wrong.
The Blue Spirit is a swordsman, not a bender!
Zhao's grin grew victorious.
Why, yes, he is. And there were the same type of swords he used in your room.
I told you those swords were ornamental! You can't prove anything!
Zuko's voice was steadily growing louder as his panic rose.
I think it's more than enough. According to the accounts, you are the same height and build as him. A coincidence, maybe, but added together with the rest of the evidence, it's quite a compelling theory.
Zhao stood closer to Zuko as he spoke, making Zuko back up to keep the man from getting too close.
It's not! You can't prove!
Zuko started, his argument losing steam as the reality of the situation hit him.
Zuko, if it came down to it, my word versus yours, who would your father believe? You or me?
Zhao said softly.
He wouldn't,
Zuko protested quietly, but his voice faltered. He wanted to believe his father wouldn't, but when in the past had his father ever listened to him over someone else? The odds were not in his favor.
Add on to that, you sneaking onto my ship, and things don't look good for you,
Zhao said conversationally.
Or for your uncle, for that matter.
Zuko's head shut up. Uncle hadn't done anything wrong. Zhao couldn't possibly have anything on Iroh.
He has clearly been hiding you in his rooms, and I could always make the argument that since you two are so close, he must have known about your jaunts as the Blue Spirit.
The rage that had been swallowed up by panic was back with a vengeance. My uncle knows nothing! You can't do this!
Zuko yelled, taking the last step forward into Zhao's space, his anger making him bold.
You see, Zuko, I can do anything I want. Your father's had it out for you for years. You are a banished prince, and your uncle is a disgraced fool who has lost all the political sway he used to have in the years he's been out to sea with you. So the only question left here is what you are going to do for me to make sure I don't let the information that I have slip.
Zuko stood bristling up at Zhao while he tried to think of anything he could do to stop this. But his mind only spun full of the consequences of what would happen if Zhao did contact father. He took a deep breath and took a step back from Zhao. Uncle always told him to think before he acted, and he needed to heed his advice now. He needed to stop Zhao from reporting him, and the man was offering him that option. So no matter how distasteful it was, he needed to do whatever Zhao wanted until he could get off of this cursed ship and capture the Avatar and regain favor with his father.
Fine. What do you want, Zhao?
Zhao's smile took on a different quality that Zuko couldn't quite place. It was a victorious smile, but there was something else hiding in his eyes as well.
I want you.
What?
Zuko asked, confused. Zhao already had him where he wanted him. What else did he want? Zhao took the final step towards him, forcing Zuko back against the wall. He placed his hands on either side of Zuko, caging him in, and Zuko's heart rate started to rise. The Admiral's eyes were dark and predatory, and alarm bells were ringing in Zuko's head.
I want your body.
For half a second, Zuko didn't comprehend what Zhao was asking for, before suddenly it did, and his whole body tensed, and he lost control of his breathing.
No, I can't, I won't!
I guess your uncle will just follow you to the gallows then, won't he?
Zhao said, in an apologetic voice that clashed with the hungry look on his face.
It's a shame you couldn't do this one thing to protect him, when he has spent so much time protecting you. You know, I was even going to let you off this ship and let you continue your little search for the Avatar. But if what I want is off the table...
Zhao trailed off. Zuko's breath sped up even more at the thought of Uncle dying. He squeezed his eyes shut and tried to wrestle his breathing under control. He couldn't let him die, even if he had to give himself to Zhao. He couldn't let Uncle die. It was fine if his own life was forfeit, but not Uncle. Never Uncle. And if Zhao wasn't lying, if the older man was too busy with the siege to try and trap the Avatar himself, he could capture the Avatar in the chaos and bring him home in chains. Zuko opened his eyes and said, "Okay, fine, I'll do it." The victorious look on Zhao's face made the knots in his stomach grow worse, and Zuko thought he might be sick. But he had committed to this, and he would do it.
Meet me in my quarters tonight, 2 hours after sunset. If you don't show, something unfortunate might happen to your uncle.
Zhao said. Then he leaned back from Zuko, straightened his already pristine uniform, and left the room. As soon as the door slammed shut, Zuko's legs failed him and he fell to the floor, mind reeling with thoughts of what he had just agreed to do.
Zuko. Zuko, you seem anxious,
Uncle said as Zuko paced around the room for the umpteenth time.
Are you sure there is not something you would like to tell me?
He asked as he poured himself another cup of tea. For the last time, Uncle, nothing is wrong, Zuko gritted out. He felt like a volcano, his anger and anxiety roiling under the surface with nowhere to go. All he wanted to do was yell, to release some of the helplessness he was feeling. But he couldn't bring more attention to himself. Having Zhao's lackeys find out about him would be the end of everything. Zhao was offering him an out, a way to achieve his goals and leave the wretch behind him. If one of his men found out, that offer would most likely be rescinded. So he paced. He felt the sun setting lower and lower in the sky. It was almost completely gone. Soon he would have to. Zuko viciously tore his mind away from that. He had already exhausted those thoughts and didn't need to dwell any longer.
Zuko, come, sit down and have some tea. Pacing a hole in the floor will not get you closer to capturing the Avatar,
Uncle said as he patted the cushion next to him. Zuko swallowed his anger and stopped. He couldn't really do anything, but maybe talking with Uncle could at least distract him. He sat down in a formal seiza and Iroh beamed at him.
So nice of you to join me, nephew. What tea would you like tonight?
He asked. Zuko knew he was going to regret it before he said, I'll have some of your calming tea. His uncle looked shocked for a moment before he reached out and pulled Zuko to his side.
Oh, nephew, you are finally learning to take advice from this wise old man.
His voice sounded teary, and yeah, Zuko was regretting this, but it was a good distraction. Uncle released Zuko and turned to the table.
Now, nephew, let me teach you the ancient art of tea.
Zuko stood in front of the captain's quarters of the ship, his heart thudding desperately in his chest. He had been standing there for the last 5 minutes. His breath control was horrible, but no matter what he did, he couldn't seem to calm himself. Zuko jumped as the door in front of him opened. Zhao stood in the doorway, and he looked different than Zuko had ever seen him. He was out of his uniform, and his hair was loose. It made him seem softer, more approachable. He smiled at Zuko, and this was different too. His smile was small and almost earnest. He stepped to the side and said,
Come in, Zuko.
His voice was different too, warm and welcoming. He seemed like a different person. Zuko tensed further as he walked into the room, the shift in Zhao throwing him off balance. Zuko took in the room. It was exactly how he pictured it. Decadent. The floor was covered by plush carpets, and instead of using the standard furniture, Zhao's were made of dark wood that shone under the lantern light. His eyes caught on the bed, easily large enough for 3 people. He felt frozen as he stared at it, not able to tear his eyes away from it until a hand landed on his shoulder, guiding him forward until he was standing right next to it. Zhao gently pushed him down until he was sitting. He felt fuzzy, like he wasn't truly there.
You look nervous,
Zhao said as he loomed over Zuko. Well, I'm not! Zuko snapped, but his voice quavered.
Why so nervous? It's not like it's your first time, is it?
Zhao asked. Zuko should shout, should deny it, but his mouth was dry and his tongue felt heavy behind his teeth. Zhao's eyes widened and something victorious lurked in his eyes before it was wiped away.
Ah, I didn't realize I was getting this particular honor. It's natural to be nervous. Let me get some wine to help you relax.
Zhao turned away from Zuko and walked to the other side of the room where a table sat, then came back with a glass. He held it out to Zuko, and the prince's hand shook when he reached out to take it. Zuko would take anything that would calm his nerves at this point. He downed the glass quickly, taking no time to savor the expensive drink. Zhao took the glass back from him and set it back on the table with a clink. When the man turned around, every step towards him felt like a step closer to something nebulous and dark. Instead of pushing him back on the bed like Zuko expected, he sat down next to him and laid a hand on his thigh. It would be casual, except for how high it was placed.
Why don't we start with something easy? A kiss, perhaps?
Zhao asked, and his voice was like silk. Zuko steeled himself and turned to Zhao, but before he could lean in, Zhao's hand came up and cradled the back of his head and slowly drew him forward. The older man leaned in and pressed their lips together. Zuko froze, his whole body stiff, but Zhao wasn't deterred and pressed his lips more firmly to Zuko's. Zhao ran his hand through Zuko's hair as he pulled back. When Zuko opened his eyes, Zhao was smiling.
There, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Zhao clearly didn't expect an answer because he moved forward to kiss Zuko again. Their lips moved together for a few moments before Zhao's tongue sought entrance. Zuko froze again, only moved into action by the gentle tug on his hair. He opened his mouth, and Zhao took every inch he was given. As Zhao's tongue traced his mouth, Zuko felt a stirring of pleasure in his gut, and he tentatively started kissing back. He pulled back for breath, but Zhao only let him go for a moment before he pulled Zuko back in. He gasped as a hand slid under his shirt and flicked a nipple. The burning in his gut grew, and he arched into the touch. Zhao growled as he pulled away and yanked Zuko's shirt over his head, then leaned back in to devour his mouth. Zuko felt like he was drowning. Everything around him was Zhao, and every time the man touched him, pleasure sparked, and Zuko was barely keeping his head above water. It had never been like this when he had touched himself, the intensity building so quickly his head spun. Zuko keened as Zhao reached out and groped his aching cock. He instinctively bucked into the touch.
I fucking knew you would be like this, taking everything I give you and gagging for it like a cheap whore,
Zhao muttered in between kisses. Shame welled in Zuko at that, and he pulled away. His head was foggy. He needed a moment to think. Zhao moved in to continue, but Zuko pushed him away. No, Zuko said, and his words came out slurred. Zhao pushed in again, and Zuko stumbled up off the bed. Something was wrong. His body wasn't working how it should. He still felt aroused, despite the panic clawing at his chest. Zhao scowled and stood up.
I tried to make this good for you, but you just couldn't let it stand, could you?
He growled. Then a cruel smile crept across his face.
I guess this is fine. I might enjoy this even more.
He reached out and bodily picked Zuko up and threw him onto the bed. Fear filled him as Zhao stalked his way forward. He tried to crawl off the bed, but his body was uncoordinated, and through it all, he still felt lustful. Zhao climbed onto the bed and grabbed him by his hair to hold him in place. Zuko cried out as Zhao flipped him over and started unfastening his pants. Zuko reached down to bat his hands away, but Zhao grabbed his wrists in one of his hands and made short work of his pants. Zuko cried out and tried to break Zhao's hold, but he felt so weak. In a moment of clarity, he turned his hands around in Zhao's grasp and started heating them. Zhao cursed and let go of Zuko, but before the prince could move, the older man turned around and backhanded him across the face.
You little bitch, you'll regret that.
Zhao spat out while Zuko reeled. It felt like his mind was moving through syrup, and his body moved in jolts and starts. He managed to get himself off the bed, but in what felt like a flash, Zhao was there in front of him again. Zuko clumsily moved in a basic bending stance, but Zhao was quicker. He grasped Zuko's hands and snapped cuffs around his wrists, chaining him to the bed.
If you can't play nicely, I guess I'll have to make sure you can't do any more damage,
Zhao said, backing Zuko up against the bed and pushing him back onto it. Without the use of his hands, Zuko fell back onto it hard. Zhao grabbed the chain holding his arms in place and hooked it around the side of the bed frame.
Now back to the matter at hand. Yes,
Zhao said, and his eyes were wild. He reached for Zuko's small clothes, and the prince kicked out at him. Zhao grabbed his knee, and his hand heated up until it hurt.
You will behave unless you want a scar to rival that one on your face,
Zhao said firmly.
I bet you wouldn't be able to bend properly with a scar here,
he mused, and Zuko stopped struggling.
Much better,
Zhao said, a wide smirk crossing his face. Then he ran his hands back and forth over Zuko's thigh.
Now, considering this is your first time, we should make it memorable, yes?
Zhao said as he pulled down Zuko's small cloths. As Zuko's most intimate parts were revealed, Zhao smiled and said,
It looks like someone grew up well.
Then he reached out and palmed his dick. Zuko gasped and thrust up into the pressure.
There we go,
Zhao purred.
Seems like you're finally getting with the program now.
Then he put two fingers in front of Zuko's mouth.
Suck,
he instructed. Then Zhao's eyes narrowed.
And if you even think about biting me, it won't just be you who pays. I'll make sure that uncle of yours won't see the light of day ever again.
Zuko nodded and tried to suppress the burning behind his eyes as he opened his mouth and let Zhao insert his fingers. He obediently sucked them as the man pulled them in and out of his mouth. What was wrong with him? Zhao was taking him against his will, and still he felt desire coursing through him. As if sensing Zuko's innermost turmoil, Zhao said,
I knew you would be good at this. You're filleting my fingers as if you can't get enough. I bet you would gag yourself on my cock. Maybe later.
Then he pulled his fingers out of Zuko's mouth and slapped his ass.
Tonight I have different plans.
Zhao roughly inserted two fingers into Zuko's hole, and the younger man groaned in pain and tried to pull himself away from Zhao. No, Zhao, stop! He tried. I command you to stop! Zhao laughed and thrust his fingers in again roughly.
You can't tell me to do anything. You're a banished prince. You command no one.
Then he pulled his hand out and lined his dick up and pushed in with one smooth motion. Zuko shrieked at the intrusion as the burning increased. The pain was horrible, until suddenly the burn of the movement was eased by something slick. Horror dawned as Zuko realized that he must be bleeding. Zhao pulled Zuko's knees up over his shoulders and started thrusting harshly, and tears Zuko had been holding back flew freely down his cheeks.
Look at you, taking me so well. Almost like you were built for it. Maybe I should keep you on as my personal whore. Agni knows your father would thank me for keeping you busy. You wouldn't have time to embarrass him anymore.
Zuko turned his face away from Zhao and tried to imagine he was anywhere but here, but the constant thrusting wouldn't let him.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Zhao growled as he roughly grabbed Zuko's face and forcefully turned it back towards him. As the older man spotted Zuko's tears, his face brightened.
Why are you crying?
He asked mockingly.
Am I not pleasuring you enough? How rude of me.
He said, and then changed position, and after a moment, his next thrust hit something inside Zuko that had him wailing. His softening dick started to harden again.
So loud, Prince Zuko. What if someone could hear you? What would they think?
Zhao asked. Zuko bit his lip to keep his cries inside.
Well, I'm sure what they would think would be the truth. After all, you're behaving like a common prostitute, moaning and wailing all over my cock.
Zhao said. A fresh set of tears ran down Zuko's face as Zhao smirked, and then the older man leaned down, bending Zuko in half to lick the tears off of his face. Zhao was right. Zuko didn't want this, wanted to be anywhere but here, and still he was hard. Maybe his body was made for this. He dug his nails into his palms so hard he drew blood, trying to will himself not to feel the pleasure that was racking through his body, but it didn't work. With Zhao hitting that spot inside him, the pleasure was building so quickly Zuko was sure he would combust. When Zhao reached out and grasped his dick, jerking it roughly in time to his thrusts, and then Zuko was coming. But Zhao didn't stop thrusting, hitting that spot inside him every time, and making Zuko's spent dick twitch. Pain of a different sort building up now.
Zhao, please stop, I can't—
Zuko pleaded, and amazingly, Zhao listened. He pulled out of Zuko, who breathed a sigh of relief as Zhao pumped his dick kneeling over him. Zuko lay frozen as Zhao groaned and his cum splattered over his chest and face. Zhao collapsed onto the bed next to Zuko and lay there, catching his breath. Then he turned to Zuko and unlocked his hands. They immediately fell to the bed, and Zuko gasped as he tried to move them, as pins and needles assaulted his arms.
Well, Prince Zuko,
Zhao said, using his title to mock him.
You've filled your part of the bargain. You're free to go,
Zhao said, and gestured to the door. Zuko gasped at the pain that radiated through him as he sat up, but refused to falter. He staggered to his feet and grabbed his pants and pulled them up. He threw his shirt on and raced to the door as quickly as he could. As the door shut behind him, Zuko was determined to forget this night ever happened. He and his uncle had safe passage on the ship. His father would never know about him being the Blue Spirit. He had to focus on the future, on the North Pole and catching the Avatar. Zuko squared his jaw and fortified himself. What happened here meant nothing. He would survive and soldier on, like he always did. The end.